Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. Yes, it's time to talk more football on our Coors Sports Topic Show. I hope you're buckled up. We're landing in South Bend, Indiana for a Notre Dame football report, and they're still celebrating back there with their victory over the University of Southern California. Our Notre Dame Football Report Weekly is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas. Visit STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com. For more information, Frank Pomerico, man, you must still be celebrating.
Coach, it's great to be with you. It was a really great weekend. We had our 50-year reunion of our national championship team in 1973. Got to see all my brothers from back then. And we had a terrific time at the game. Coach, it was an electric crowd. The Irish played with intensity, and the crowd was just intense. It really reminded me of 50 years ago, when we played Southern Cal, who had just come off a national championship, had a 22-game winning streak, and we were able to stop them here in South Bend, 23-14 back then. And this weekend, we beat them 48-20, another great victory for the Irish.
A great victory. The Irish now 6-2. Their only losses to Ohio State in the last seconds of the game, and another undefeated team when they played Louisville. So now they get ready for the rest of their season, and to me, Frank, looking at it, they could be 10-2 if they take care of business along the way.
Well, Coach, I think they can be 10-2. However, I think they really have to look at each opponent and take intensity and focus in looking at them. When you look at the teams that are left, the next game, we have a bye this week, but the next game is against Pitt. Pitt just beat Louisville. And you know what? Louisville beat the Irish by almost 2 touchdowns. So we have to look at this game as a stumbling block at a place where we can get hurt. Right now, we're bowl eligible, having 6 victories. However, each victory on top of this is going to get us closer and closer to a New Year's Day bowl game, which is going to be what the Irish are shooting for now. I don't know if there's a chance for the playoffs. I kind of doubt it. You never know what happens if we win out. But there are some good teams ahead of us. Clemson at Clemson is going to be their crowd is going to be wild. So that's going to be a tough game. Wake Forest, they know Sam Hartman. And of course, Stanford had a stunning upset over Colorado after losing 29-0 at the half. Now there's a team that doesn't quit, Coach. And they have some great players. So we have our work cut out for us. We can't just throw our helmet on the field and expect to win. We have to work just like we worked last week against USC. And we have to continue that kind of focus for the rest of the season for sure.
Frank, I was really impressed with your team and the way they performed, especially the defensive side of the football, the way they corralled Caleb Williams and really actually shut down the USC offense. Your thoughts on the defense and their performance?
Well, I thought that the defense played explosively, Coach. They were able to corral Caleb Williams. And I think what happened after a while, he started getting more and more frustrated. I mean, he's really a one-man show in a lot of ways. He kind of takes it upon himself to pull the victory out of the other team. So I think once you have a handle on what you can do with him and slow him down, Coach, he had 3 interceptions. There was 2 fumbles. One went for a touchdown. And like the game in 1973, there was a huge play in the second half. In our game, it was an 85-yard run by Eric Penick, a sweep to the left. In this game, it was a 99-yard kickoff return right after they closed the score to 31-20. And Coach said they were getting more and more confidence in that fourth quarter. So they were going to make a run out of it. And in this situation, Price really, really put a damper on their return by going 99 yards, kind of broke their back. And I was happy that the Irish were now I would say 18 points ahead at the time. And then we added two more touchdowns to really give us a comfortable lead. But the defense played inspired. They were rushing the passer. They were intercepting passes. They were recovering fumbles. They were aggressive, and they were focused on getting this victory for sure.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. USC had more offensive plays, yardage, and everything, but USC's defense was vulnerable when the Irish needed to score. They did. And what are your thoughts on the offensive line? What a big, powerful offensive line. Their presence, you can't miss them. What about the protection they gave Hartman?
Well, I was talking about this with James Amade, and he was filling me in on that there was no sacks given up by the Irish in this game. In the last couple of games, there was a lot of pressure put on Hartman. Excuse me. And anytime you have pressure put on a quarterback, he's going to make some errant throws. What James pointed out is that we were able to keep a nice pocket for Hartman, even though he only threw for 126 yards and we only rushed for 145. It was really less than 300 yards. Our drives were only probably 10 or 15 yards with the kind of setups we were getting in field position from the turnovers, Coach. So this is a chance for the offensive line to play at their best, even though they weren't on the field that much. They were very effective in protecting, and they were very effective in opening up holes. They were getting blasted pretty good after the last week in Louisville. So this week was a way for them to come back and say, hey, this is who we really are. We're playing a top-rated team in the country in the top 10, and we not only beat them, we beat them handedly.
You know, Frank, I've been at one Notre Dame football game, but I've watched a lot of them on television. And it seemed to me the crowd, the excitement, the interest of the team onto the field, the fireworks, the whole thing was just, it seemed like it was just going to be an Irish night. It was electric. It was like electric in the stadium.
Oh, Coach, there was. And we were on the sidelines, the 1973 team. And let me tell you, it's a whole world different than it was 50 years ago. I mean, they doused the lights down real low. We didn't have night games in those days. All the games were played at about 1 o'clock in those days. And they doused the lights, make it real low. The air is crisp. It's the middle of October. The leaves are changing. The autumn smells are there. The tailgating smells, the excitement of the crowd. It was really an electric crowd. And I tell you, Coach, when they douse those lights, it's a Hollywood kind of feel, which I said before is a little bit different. But I'm not saying it's bad. It adds to the excitement, and then they start firing off those smoke cannons with the firecrackers and the lights shining. It was really exciting. I mean, the guys on the sideline were all excited, too. They had never been that close to fireworks and smoke cannons and dousing of the lights at a night game. So this was an experience for us as well, and it was a thrilling experience, Coach.
And I'll tell you another thing. They had the fireworks ready for after the game, so they anticipated a Notre Dame victory, but they fired them off after the game. Now, Frank, I don't want you to go without you having an opportunity to talk about the celebration of your 50th year anniversary of the 1973 National Championship team. What did you guys all do and talk about and enjoy? What did you do together for a weekend?
Well, Coach, we had on the night before Friday night, we all met at the Civarelli Lounge, which is in the stadium. It's built just for the former players. And there was food there. And then there was also a dinner for the Ara Parsegian Medical Research Foundation. And we had an opportunity to go up there and visit with a lot of the big donors from years gone past. And they have a beautiful conference center up there that in the stadium that you can have weddings at or receptions at. And it was a lot of fun getting together with our old brothers. It was something that, you know, it's a kind of a bittersweet thing because we haven't seen a lot of guys in a long time, but also a kind of a joyful thing. And it brought back so many great memories. Coach, there's a lot of faces I remembered, but a lot of them now don't have hair on top of them, or if they do have hair, it's gray. So it was fun to see them. We did lose some guys. There have been 12 guys that have passed. There's about 90 guys that did return. So all in all, it was a very joyous time. The captains got up and said a few words. It was fun to reminisce about the coaches that are gone and the coaches that are here. We had Greg Blash talk about the years under Kara Parsegian and how much he meant to the staff and how much he meant to the players. So it was a fun time and kind of, like I said, a bittersweet time because some of these guys we may not see for a long time or ever again. So we enjoyed it, and we're stashing those memories back in our minds again so that the next time we see each other, we'll have more joyous times to talk about.
Well, Frank, again, I congratulate you for your national championship in 1973. Good thing the Irish have a bye this week so they can enjoy the victory and you don't have to worry about them celebrating and having to play on Saturday. Everybody enjoyed it. It was a great event on national television. It was the second most watched game on Saturday as far as on national television. Congratulations to James, and I know he's excited about the game, and I want to thank him for his assistance. And Frank, I always want to thank you. You're a dear friend. You love football. You love Notre Dame. There's no one else who could do this segment better than you.
Oh, Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And in our 22nd year, it's still a lot of fun to do it. And I hope to be able to do it as long as possible. So thank you. And I'll talk to you next week about Pitt Panthers coming up, which should be an exciting game on the 28th of October at 3:30 on NBC, Coach.
All right, you've already got the time down. I know you scheduled a whole week as far as for next week, but enjoy the victory. And again, Frank Pomerico, thank you for joining us as he does every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Notre Dame football report. Of course, we want to thank Station Casinos, STN Sports app for the sponsorship of this segment. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas or the state. Visit STNSports.com. That's STNSports.com for more information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. When we come back, Chuck Hayes will be joining us. And our topic, NASCAR or racing in general, and what a big weekend it was in Las Vegas. I'm RV Hyde. We'll be right back.